Hello, I'm Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. And I pray that the broadcast today will be a blessing to you and that God will encourage your heart through His precious Word. Today I'd like to read out of Romans chapter 10, verse 14. It says, "How shall they hear without a preacher?" You know, today there's a call in our land for many to go out and proclaim the Word of God. And God called my husband and myself in 1975 to go out to the truck drivers. And for 36 years before the Lord took my husband home, that's what we did. We went into truck stops all over the United States and took the mobile chapel into the truck stops and had services for the drivers. And during the daytime, my husband would be out back of the chapel and just wait for God to make an opportunity so he could tell someone about Jesus. He was such a soul winner and so faithful to always witness for the Lord. And just before he passed away, he come in and he told me, he said, "You know, I pray always that God will let me preach to the day I die." And you know, that's what God did. He passed away at a truck stop in Elora, Arizona, doing what God had called him to do, preaching the gospel. But you know, as after my husband went home to be with the Lord, I was going through some of his papers and books and trying to get everything in order. And I came across a book that he had, where he had written down all the names of the people that had given their hearts to the Lord and all that he could remember about them. And he prayed over them every day. And he always made a number of how many had been saved. And as I was looking at that, he had had 5,599 souls saved of all the years that he had of trucking for Jesus. And that is one man with one truck standing at the back of the chapel steps looking for an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus. Oh, what a blessing that is of all the souls that he was able to pray with and win to the Lord. How about us today? Are we being faithful to do what God has called us to do? You know, you don't have to be a preacher to witness to Jesus. Most of the time, it's our lives that we live. I've heard it said many, many times that our life is one of the greatest sermons anyone will listen to. You know, they watch our lives to see how we live. And once we say we're a Christian, they begin to watch us. Today, I pray that you're bringing forth fruit. I pray that you're being faithful to do what God has called you to do. And that you will go out into the highways and byways and encourage people. There's so many people today that are downhearted. There's so many people today that just a smile, just a kind word, or maybe buy them a cup of coffee, or just call them on the phone and tell them that you've been thinking about them. What a blessing that will be to them. You know, today we don't realize what effect that we have on other people, our attitudes and our actions. Be ye kind one to another, for God has been kind to us, and God is good to us. And the greatest treasure that you can give someone is that you take your time, because that's something that you can't redeem back once you've given a person your time. Many days on the road, we've had drivers come to us time after time after time with problems and troubles and cares. And sometimes when they could just sit down and talk to somebody and share it, it makes them feel better, and pray with them. Today, I pray that if you're not a Christian, that you'll take this time to ask Him to come into your heart and try Jesus. Try Him. You know, give your heart to Him and mean it with your heart and ask Him to come in and to forgive you of your sins and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And I believe today that if you'll do that, I know that you're going to see a change in your life. Our government, our economy, they're all praying or looking for a change. But they're so afraid of saying something that is not politically correct that they've just become very silly in things. But let me tell you, the wisdom, the great wisdom, begins with the fear of God. And when we walk in God's mercy and love, and that's not a afraid God, but that's a reverence fear, a respect for God. Respect God, respect His Word, respect His people. God bless you today, and I want to thank you for listening in to the broadcast today. Lord, I thank you for all the men and women that hear the broadcast. I pray your blessings on them. I pray that you encourage them. Help them, O Lord, today. And if there be one that's not a Christian, please save their souls, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.